Have you said your prayers this morning? If not, take a look at this video. I bet you won't miss it tomorrow.
The heart-stopping crash that left a semi-truck driver dangling over the Ohio River for almost an hour. The driver is sharing her harrowing story for the first time exclusively with our affiliate WHAS. Alex Perez has the details. Stunning images, Alex. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rebecca. That semi-truck driver says it all happened in an instant, and she was convinced she would never make it out alive.
It happened so fast.
This morning, for the first time, we're hearing from Sydney Thomas. She was in the driver's seat of that semi-truck that dangled precariously over the Ohio River in Louisville. Her first time back at the bridge. Thomas is speaking exclusively to our affiliate WHAS.
I was like, I can't believe this. Then I'm really hanging over the river.
It all began when the driver of this pickup, 33-year-old Trevor Branham, swerved to avoid a stalled car, slamming into her semi. She crashed through the railing 100 feet above the water, staring right at the river.
I thought that the trailer was still on the bridge. I didn't know that it was like this.
Stuck there for more than 40 terrifying minutes, wondering what would happen to her 5-year-old son if the worst should happen.
It was really hard for me to think about, like, leaving him behind on Earth.
An army of firefighters on the bridge working to rescue her.
It was just terrifying to be that high up in the air and look down, and all you see is the Ohio River.
So you have to understand, as humans, our actions are connected. What you do privately and publicly does affect all of humanity. Think about it. The person who was stalled, the person who swerved into the lane, the lady who hangs over the bridge, you who are listening to this story, now our emotions are tied and now we may have fear. We may be scared to get on the road, but I want to tell you, fear not. It says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And if this is not a righteous right hand that's holding that truck up, I don't know what is. Well, looking here, it looks like Branham was charged with 4 counts of wanton endangerment and 1 count of operating on a suspended license. What is wanton endangerment? What is wanton endangerment? Wanton endangerment is a term that describes conduct that creates a substantial risk of serious physical injury or death to another person while also manifesting extreme indifference to the value of human life. For example, pointing a gun at someone, whether loaded or unloaded, is considered wanton endangerment if there is a reason to believe the gun may be loaded. Learn something every day. Wow. Okay. Well, brothers and sisters, this is just even more reason to make sure that you're praying every day. If you love news stories like this with a Christian perspective, make sure that you subscribe for more. For financial advisors, say the darndest things.